This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, good Friday morning to you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That is Kim St. Onge. Ethan Bright in studio with us today. As Carl Middleman has the day off, he's recovering from his horrifically long day yesterday, having to watch four different college basketball games at the Missouri Valley Conference.
His schedule is nuts this weekend. So yesterday, he gets here at what time? 4 o'clock?
Yep, 3:30.
Probably 3:30.
So 3:30 in the morning, let's just say that. He didn't finish last night until probably close to 11:30 at night, and he went straight from here right over to the Enterprise Center.
Yep, and he said he'd get home around midnight, and he was going to go home and sleep till 8.
Oh, my gosh.
So he probably just woke up, and he's got to be back over there this morning for the next four games for the NBC tournament. I went over there for a little while last night and just checked it out and watched a little bit of the Illinois State and then a little bit of the Murray State games. Which they both won, and I don't know. I may wander back over there today.
Drake's playing.
Here's the great thing about it.
Number one,
the games are only going to get better from this point forward, and there were plenty of seats, so you could walk up and get a ticket at the Enterprise Center for the Missouri Valley Conference if you want to go see some good basketball and kind of get you in the mood for March Madness, which is coming up. This is Arch Madness, they call it. So
basically, my understanding of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, whoever wins Arch Madness gets an automatic bid to March Madness.
Correct. All of the conference tournament winners get an automatic bid, and then you've got another group of teams that have already, due to their record, they're going to get a bid,
and like
it leaves very little room in the field of 64 for other teams to squeeze in. So there are a lot of teams on the bubble that might not have had a bad season, but if they've had a great season but lose their conference championship, they might still not get into the NCAA tournament.
So and then you have a 16 seed, like this has happened in the past, and these are some of the best games. You have a 16 seed who got in simply because they won their conference championship and ends up upsetting like a 3 seed. And it's just nuts. I mean, that is why March Madness is so fun, because even if you know nothing about basketball, you've got a shot at winning because of all the upsets.
It's very true. Mizzou will be there in the tournament this year for sure. Kentucky will get in the tournament for sure. The two of them are playing tomorrow. Mark Reardon and I are both going down separately to see the game.
So he's obviously rooting for Mizzou.
He's a Mizzou fan. Everybody knows I'm a Kentucky fan.
I'm sorry.
I'm a little nervous.
You support Kentucky?
Who knew?
I'm a little nervous because I think Mizzou is going to be a hornet's nest. They're angry that they lost the last two games. It's senior night, senior game or whatever. They're playing on their home courts the last game of the season before the tournament starts. So my guess is we may run into a buzzsaw down there, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you can smack talk for the next hour while we are still on the air. We can chat about it on Monday morning.
I'm not talking any smack because I'm really, we will definitely definitely be the underdog tomorrow down there. Hey, by the way, listen to the podcast anywhere you pick up your podcast. You can hear our interview earlier with Governor Mike Kehoe talking about state control of the police department. We talked about that, among other things, about 7:08. And then we had Senator Josh Hawley on last hour at 7:35. We'll have all those up for you coming up here in probably already posted, I imagine, but if not, very soon you can pick those up on the podcast. We'll be talking about our Feed Our First Responders coming up here in just a minute, and we're going to get former Eureka Chief Greg Brown in the studio as well, talk about some guns and hoses. But first, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I want the cabinet members to keep good people. I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
True, the president's trying to clear things up yesterday, right? He was trying to clear things up and make sure they're not cutting good people, but cutting fat. And he was trying to make that clear to his cabinet yesterday.
What Democrats opposed was unleashing sexual predators on girls throughout the United States of America.
What in the world is Hakeem Jeffries talking about? I don't know. He claims that's why Democrats voted against keeping men out of women's sports, and it's got a lot of people scratching their heads.
Most of the publicity has been on the spending cuts. The tofu crowd is mad, but, you know, when you trim fat, pigs squeal.
Bite of the day. Senator Kennedy brings another beauty there. He's talking about the Doge cuts, of course, and that you should probably pay attention to the people that are squealing the loudest.
Clipped zip ties cover the corner at Highway N and Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's. It's where a large campaign sign for Francis Howell School Board candidates Randy Cook and Ashley Sturm stood until Saturday, when they say thieves snatched the signs.
Yep, a little Channel 4 coverage earlier this week of some sign stealing going on in one local school board race. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Ashley Sturm. She's obviously one of the candidates out there whose name was on these signs that got stolen. We'll talk to her about that and, of course, what has spurred her to run for the school board and the issues that are important to her when it comes to these school board elections.
Considering the signs were taken from four different locations, at least, you'd think there might be surveillance. And if that person or persons, if they're caught, what, are they going to be slapped? I guess it's just a simple misdemeanor. I mean, it's theft.
Yeah, I don't know what the official charge would be, but I'm hoping that they do catch them. I know police are investigating it.
Mm-hmm. Several departments, I believe.
Yep. Well, because it hit different jurisdictions.
Yep, Caudleville, St. Charles.
It'll be interesting. I mean, we had this problem in Rockwood a few years ago, and you know, to be honest about it, it wasn't the conservative candidates were not the ones stealing the signs because they believe in free speech.
Why is it
people on the other side of the issue.
I guess you just kind of answered the question, but why does it seem it's always the babies on the left? I'm not trying to be so divisive here, but why is it always the babies on the left that are the ones stealing the conservative signs?
I just think that they're so angry that you have a different opinion than them on bathroom use and all of that, that they've decided that they have the right to silence your political aspirations. I don't know. They think that they tore down that sign. They didn't tear down the one right next to it that had the candidates on it that they support. I mean, it made pretty obvious who's doing it or what their motivation is. It's kind of a sad testament that there are people that small-minded that they think that's going to somehow help their candidate.
Yeah, Amy says it all on Facebook, the tolerant left. They're the party of love and the party of acceptance and tolerance, all these things. But they're such hypocrites because anytime it goes against their beliefs, everything that they claim to stand for goes out the window.
Yep. It's a great point, and we'll talk to Ashley about that, and also what's at stake here, right? Well, here we go again, an April election. Turnout will not be great, so turnout is therefore key for you to go out and support these candidates, and we're going to get a voter guide out in some of these key districts so that you know who you should go out and cast your vote for. It's going to be very important. Ashley joining us at 8:35 this morning. Coming up next, very, very proud that this radio station is going to be part of the team for Guns and Hoses. They just wrote a check for $1 million to our friends over at Backstoppers. We do all we can for our first responders. We're going to talk to former Eureka chief and, of course, still very active volunteer with Guns and Hoses, Greg Brown, when we come back. Stay tuned.
Bourbon whiskey and pearl snap shirts.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, we feed our first responders every month, and we're a week late for the month of February just because we had some scheduling difficulties with Grillmaster Tony, who's cooking the food. But we are going, I am going to deliver that today to our winner for the month of February, Detective Joe Ferrara from the Rock Hill, Missouri Police Department. He was nominated by Susie Scott. She says he helped us when we had a break-in at our store. He caught the person responsible. He's the best detective in the St. Louis area. He'll do the best he can to help you in the city of Rock Hill. So congratulations to Detective Ferrara. We'll be delivering some food to him coming up a little bit later this morning. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to talk about our association with Guns and Hoses. And we've got former Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown in the house and obviously still very active with Guns and Hoses. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
We love to see you. Don't get me wrong. But that stack of Chicken Ellie's food that you brought in with you, I'm telling you, it's distracting.
That's right. Jen and Bob and Sue, they were all very excited to send you some goodies down.
Man, you tell them that they're the best, and if you ever get down to Eureka for any reason, be sure you stop at Chicken Ellie's and get the Chief Brown special. It's not even on the menu. You can just ask for it.
What is that,
and
by
they
the
know,
way?
They know.
It's a scramble that's got vegetables, it's got chicken, it's got bacon, it's got jalapenos.
Oh, nice. Oh, I love a good spicy dish. I had jalapenos last night.
That's
I appreciate
when you
gotta that.
Try. Mm-hmm. That's when you got to try.
We know Carl would not eat that because it's got vegetables.
Well, he does. Yeah, vegetables, cheese, you
that's
name
true.
It, he did, probably doesn't eat it.
Well, thank you for coming down, man. You brought swag for Guns and Hoses.
That's right. You guys are part of Team Guns and Hoses now. So we brought, we've got jackets, we've got hoodies, we've got hats.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got some shirts in there. We've got some Backstoppers stickers, some Backstoppers lapel pins, little Backstopper clip-on badges.
We're official.
Absolutely.
That is, we're
you
so happy.
Part of the team.
We're so happy to be part of that. And part of that is the Queen of Hearts raffle that they're doing every week for Guns and Hoses. It's going to go on all year long, and we get the honor every Friday starting today of announcing the winner. And before we get to the winner for today, I just want to kind of explain how this works a little bit, Greg. You go to the Guns and Hoses website, and there's a link there to buy tickets, and then you get a card, right?
You get a ticket, and you'll get your email back that shows you your randomly generated number.
Yes.
If that number is pulled, then there's 54 cards on the board. It's all electronic. 54 cards on the board. Each week, a card is turned over. So if your ticket is pulled with your randomly generated number, and then the card is turned over, you win the prize. If it is the Queen of Hearts, you win half of whatever the pot has accumulated.
Nice.
There is some other winning numbers that go on. If you get the Joker, because there is two Jokers on the board, if the Joker gets pulled over, you win $100, but then the board resets.
Okay.
So the pot really grows when a Joker gets pulled. If a face card gets pulled, you win $50. If a numbered card gets pulled, you win $25.
All right. So, see, it's the pot has a potential to get really large, I'm sure.
Very, very large potentially.
So, again, if you go to Guns and Hoses, you can find the link to that, and we'll give you the website here in a minute. But right now, let's announce today's winner. How about that?
Okay, Guns and Hoses, Queen of Hearts,
today.
Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
The tickets just went on sale today, March the 7th.
All right.
So our next winner will actually be next week.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. I thought they had pulled one.
How much are raffle tickets, do you know, to buy one of them?
Oh, okay. So they're $5 a ticket.
Okay. That's very reasonable. And you could buy multiple raffle tickets. Yes. There's no limit on how many
you can buy. There is no limit on how many you can buy.
You can get a deal, sort of like we do with my ATF raffle. If you buy five tickets, you get one free. If you throw $50 in, you get 10 free.
Nice.
And if you throw $100 in, then you get 20 tickets and 10 free on top of that. So that's pretty cool. And it's ongoing?
Yes.
Every week, right?
Yep.
Every week we're going to keep the drawings going.
Nice.
Keep the winning running or the winning going all year round.
Nice.
Did this happen in the years past or is this
No, this is a new event.
That's cool.
You guys being our partners, it's a new thing starting with you guys and so here we go.
Let's go.
It starts today.
We're very excited to be part of that. So every Friday in this 8:20 segment, it will be able to announce the winners. So go in and buy your tickets. Just buy one if you want, if you're feeling lucky, or buy 20 of them, and we'll announce the winner once a week, and then you have an opportunity to maybe win half of that pot at some point. That's pretty cool.
Well, and you know that the money, too, is also helping, in addition to obviously people are winning, but then you're supporting a good cause, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's true. Greg, you're giving me the side eye over there. What's wrong? What's it say?
we had our executive director, Steve Holly, was just calling me.
Okay, yes. All right. So, well, maybe he's calling you to tell you that there is a winner today.
Tell me that there's something going on.
Maybe he's calling to tell you that you're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I apologize for the confusion.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. Okay.
So this is live radio, and as we talk, Greg Brown is calling executive director Steve Holly.
Oh, wait a minute. We have breaking news.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on.
There is a winner this week. It is the Two of Diamonds.
I see that here on the website. So if you've already bought your tickets, the Two of Diamonds, slot number 2, is the winner for this week. So a little confusion there.
They're going to contact the Guns N' Hoses folks. Will contact the winner via email. The one who's had their number drawn,
yeah,
will get contacted.
You'll be in the system, and that way we won't announce the name of the winner, but we'll just announce which card was drawn. You'll know if you've received your email. So get in there and buy early and often. And like it was a 2, what you want is a Queen of Hearts to win the big pot, though, right?
Big pot is exactly. The Queen of Hearts that pulls over. You win half of this ever-accumulating pot of money.
That's outstanding. See, you're retired, and you're still out working every day, and you're actively working for Guns N' Hoses.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Greg Brown.
Guns
still
and
giving
Hoses
back
and
to
the
community.
Backstoppers are just some amazing organizations out there helping our first responders.
It's pretty awesome to be there when they did that million-dollar check presentation, wasn't it?
It was amazing. You know, that's 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And over the period that Guns N' Hoses has been in existence, it's over $14
million. Wow.
That has been donated to the Backstoppers.
Well, Greg, hang out with us, and we'll talk to you a little bit again here before the end of the show. How about that? Does that work?
Sounds great.
Good. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Francis Howell School District race. Stay tuned. Well, just about a month away now from Election Day, the 8th of April this year. It's going to be a key day, of course, for local mayoral elections, and obviously the ones that are near and dear to our heart are the school board elections that are happening. And we just recently had a story in the news about school board signs being stolen. 3 different police agencies are investigating that right now out in St. Charles County in the Francis Howell School District. We have Ashley Sturm in studio with us right now, who's running along with Randy Cook for 2 of the positions in Francis Howell. Welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you in. I guess, first of all, any update on this investigation about the disappearing signs?
You know, I think we had one extra stolen. So, you know, these are our largest signs, 8x4, 4x4s. We're talking a few $100s,
yeah,
being stolen. But no, I mean, what we do know, and ignore the social media fodder, no, the cities and the municipalities did not take them down. Our largest one, zip ties were left cut on the ground as KMOV covered. The likelihood that we will find these people, we can't speak to that because it's a current ongoing investigation.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to mess anything up. But what I will tell you is, as of this morning, the group, we've already started just moving forward. Like, we're looking to our supporters to say, hey, let's replace these signs. So, you know, I seriously doubt, as I kind of told KMOV, there's zero chance that our supporters are going to kind of cower to intimidation mm-hmm. tactics.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear that it's not like these signs were put in a place where they're not allowed. Like you said,
no.
It's not like the city went in there and removed them. And then in
yeah.
some cases, your opponents, their signs that were right next to yours
still
were
standing.
Left. And so, yeah, it's just very obvious that someone went in there probably just angry that you guys are even running, right? Don't support your views and just clipped them.
Yeah, the remainder were actually on private property with permission. So.
Oh,
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right. So
all above board.
That's behind us, other than the irritation of it and the fact that these things cost money and campaigns cost money. I mean, obviously, you're asking donors to step up. Is there a place they can go specifically to support you, Ashley?
Yeah. So I am on votesturm.com. That's the easiest way. Careful with the keyboard strokes. It feels like strum. It's S-T-U-R. Oh. That happens a lot. I've missed several emails. Apologies to those who have misspelled that, but it's votesturm.com and everything is there on my website.
Very good. Well, if you can help out, that would be fantastic. So tell me, it's a big step to throw your name in the hat. I know that. I did it myself a few years ago for a city council position. What motivated you to get involved in Frances Howe?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I have three kiddos in the district. So they are all in Daniel Boone Elementary, which, by the way, phenomenal school. Has been just the best experience. But my husband and I, we chose Frances Howe very deliberately. We picked out a plot of land. We built our house. We moved there to be in that school district because I have a lot of teacher friends and they were like, no, you have to be in Frances Howe. That's where I want to work. That's where I advise you to go. I have kids. That's where you should head. And so we made that very deliberate choice. And so when the opportunity arose to really consider running for school board, it seemed like a no-brainer. I mean, I've got 12 years to go. And completely selfish. I want to see the school district do really well, not just for my kids, but for the community as a whole, because it means a lot. My husband is a real estate investor, and that's one of the first things people look at. You know, it matters where people want to take their kids. It matters when people want to sell their homes. It is a cyclical economy in that way, and you have to have a strong school district.
What are some of the biggest concerns you have right now with what's been happening in the district?
So the main thing, and I have several different things that I'm really honed in on and really focused on. The top one is fiscal responsibility, right? So we have really begun to right the ship in the last number of years, but I don't know that the community feels that. I mean, so truthfully, how in tune is the community to the school board?
Right.
Let's be honest, right? So what they see and what they hear are the headlines. So for instance, I can't tell you how many people I've had reach out to me when the story hit about the audit, and they think that is the current school board, because people never get past a headline, right? We certainly have a communication. We have room for improvement when it comes to communication.
Sure.
And so that is a big thing. The community, it will take time to earn back trust. It will take years of being fiscally responsible. And that's really a really big target for me, is to make sure we continue that fiscal responsibility. And it comes down to, are we going to turn around and ask the community for more taxes? I mean, there's two schools of thought. I am landing on the no taxes. And truthfully, I think even if you ask, you're not going to get it, because that brand issue is happening in the
problem.
Community.
Yeah.
Right. Good luck getting the community to pass it.
And that's something your opponents are in favor of, right?
I very much assume, I constantly hear that rhetoric, we have to have an increase in tax, we have to have an increase in tax. So my other one really comes down to as well is making sure our students are future ready, you know, making sure that whether they're preparing for university, military, the workplace, trade school, making sure they're ready to go.
You know, one of the issues we've talked about here on the show quite a bit is the bathroom and the locker room policy in the Frances Howell School District. But many of these districts are dealing with the same thing. Where do you land on that?
So right now, it's very interesting. As school boards are trying to tackle it, what's happening is you're beginning to get the state lawmakers involved. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to allow state lawmakers to really step in. Otherwise, what you're walking each of these school boards into, you've seen the court cases go down, spending's going to happen, lawsuits are going to happen. We really have to rely on the state legislators to set up some guidelines. And I think that's just where that discussion is going to have to stop until we get some really clear delineation on how we should move forward.
Right.
Again, back to fiscal responsibility, right? I think we all have an idea of what we think is common sense, but we have to have the support to back it up. Otherwise, we're spinning our wheels.
That's a good point. And Adam Schnelting, I believe, is talking about that bill in Jeff City. So hopefully that gets somewhere and gives you guys the legal protection as much as anything that you need, which I think is great. What about curriculum issues? Are there issues specifically that you're concerned about? I mean, for a lot of us, a couple years ago, COVID opened up our eyes to how things are going in the classroom. Are there issues in Francis Howell?
You know, I think Francis Howell having one of the top scores, we have the top scores as far as academics are concerned in St. Charles County. What I would say is my biggest issue, aside from supporting our teachers, again, you kind of alluded to the COVID situation, is making sure that our parents feel empowered and that they feel as though we are providing a very transparent experience. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I have heard just in online social media fodder is people are really spun up about the voucher situation. Not that a school board can do anything about that.
Right.
And so I kind of made a video speaking to this to say what happened the last election is the people who are running were very, very clear on their stances. And then our community showed up. They voted knowing that those were the stances. And now those people are going to move forward and do what they said they were going to do. That's how it works. So as a school board member, now my priority would be making sure that our school district can compete, making sure that we are the best option out there. And that means providing that transparency for parents so that they can show up and say, okay, I want to see what the curriculum is. Mm-hmm. Show me the rigor. Show me the results. Show me your methods and show me how, you know, Francis Howell is doing the best job out there. That's where my focus is.
And that's the Most Scholars program that they enhanced, I'm assuming is what you're talking about.
No, I'm just talking about, in general, transparency for parents, depending upon how the landscape changes. And we very much think the landscape is probably going to change.
Right.
The mindset on the board needs to constantly be student success.
Yes.
I'm not going to spin my wheels and waste too much time writing letters to lawmakers who were voted in to do what they said they were going to do. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So my priority is where can I make a change? Where I can make a change is making sure that student success is a priority no matter what. So if student success is the priority, for me, that means making sure that we are ready to show parents our curriculum is rigorous. We are going to provide results. We are going to continue that high achieving scores, which we already have, but we can improve. I think being the number one choice is really where our focus should be.
Yep. Ashley Sturm, we appreciate that. While we were talking, some, like, I think 10 different donations came into your campaign, Ken is telling me over
here.
Oh,
cool.
So that's fantastic. Give the address again if people want to donate to what you're trying to do.
My personal online account is votesturm.com. Website.
S-T-U-R-M, votesturm.com, if you want to support what she's trying to do in Francis Howell.
Yeah.
And along with Randy Cook, you'll see both of their names on the sign. And we appreciate what the Francis Howell families does. Our friend Ken Gontars is in the studio with us, too, the mover and shaker behind that. So thank you. You're welcome back. And we'll have you on again between now and election time. Not a surprise, because I'll put my voter guide out, but the your candidates that are running against you in this race are NEA endorsed. And if they're Missouri NEA endorsed, you know that's not the people you want to vote for, because they're trying to pack the school board. In my opinion, that's an automatic X.
No.
In my opinion.
And so. I know we're running up against a break, but I appreciate that Francis Howell Families really vets these candidates, because it really matters that we feel like the candidates who are running for those school board positions truly represent our conservative values. And it's so easy for people to run on something and then they're elected and, nope, we're going to flip-flop. So I appreciate that you feel secure knowing that these candidates have been carefully vetted.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Great having you in. All right.
Appreciate it.
Quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We're happy that you're with us. I don't know if you're watching on the socials this morning. Kim and I tried on our new swag here, our Guns and Hoses swag. Hey, look at that. Isn't that nice? A little nice pullover.
I love this.
Great windbreaker. Oh, Chief, thank you. We got Chief Greg Brown is still with us here in the studio this morning. Thank you, my friend.
You are very welcome. Welcome to the team.
Thank you. Well, we're happy to be part of it. And, of course, earlier, if you missed it, we announced the first winning ticket in the Queen of Hearts raffle that they're doing weekly for Guns and Hoses all year long. So every Friday at about 8:20, we will announce here on the air the winner for the week. If it's a Queen of Hearts that gets drawn for your ticket, then you could win half of the raffle. You get half of the 50-50, and if not, there are other various prizes, $100 here and things like that that you can win.
Absolutely.
And the money is going to Guns and Hoses.
All the money goes to Guns and Hoses, and that pot's a progressive pot. So this week, nobody drew the Queen of Hearts, so it'll keep going and keep growing and can get very, very large.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Great. So this is a first for Guns N' Hoses. They haven't done this particular one in the past. So we're gonna see just how big it gets here before somebody gets lucky and pulls the Queen of Hearts. I have to get our friend Bo Matthews in on this because that is the luckiest human being that I've seen in a long time.
Even the friends of Bo win things that Bo
you're affiliated with him, you're lucky.
Friends
of Bo get things. We won't talk about his other raffles that he does, but it's very interesting to see how people he knows win.
I'm telling you. I love that guy, and of course he's on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors with me every weekend, and I joked with him because the Ancient Order of Hibernians, their parade is coming up the 17th. And when we're talking to him about that for the show this weekend, the guy happens to mention they're doing a gun raffle, sort of like the one Bo does for the Eureka Police Officers Association, right? Where you pay for the ticket and then they have drawings every month, right? And you have multiple chances to win.
And I bought those tickets religiously, and I haven't won.
I haven't won either.
I'm just saying that's the way Bo is.
I bought them last year. I bought them again this year. Bo, I think, won the first or second drawing last year, didn't he?
Bo's won a couple of times.
Oh, my gosh.
So then he buys a raffle. Now, this is completely computer-generated. He buys a raffle for a ticket for my ATF raffle, which I really appreciate. He probably bought more than one. And he ends up winning. He won third place in my raffle.
Wow.
He's just a lucky human being.
He is a very lucky human being. And people who buy their tickets from Bo win a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works.
I went to my first Guns N' Hoses last year, and I really enjoyed it. And I was stunned how intense the women's match was. They really got into
it. They're better than the men in some cases.
They were, in some cases, more entertaining at least. I mean, what's your role now?
I help train guys, and I'll bring them to the ring. I'll be one of the cornermen helping them out. And you're right. The women's fights a lot of times are just very intense.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who trains for Guns N' Hoses to make the show, you train very, very hard. And there's a lot of pride that's built up with
it. Sure, I'm sure, yeah.
So But you're absolutely correct. Traditionally, and I've been attending since like 1996. I fought in 98 and 2000. And the women's fights are always some of the best.
Well, maybe in the spirit of national competition, we should let the men and women fight each other. Oh, no, wait a minute. Gavin Newsom says that's not
well,
fair.
Well, if Gavin Newsom says it's not, then I think that's what we go by.
I'm just kidding. So, Greg, did you win your fights when you fought?
I won one and I lost one.
Okay. All right. It was a draw then. And I heard, didn't I hear the Colonel O'Toole say the other day that he won, but did he win both of his?
He fought the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And he won both of them.
I tell you, if you've never boxed, it is absolutely the most humbling thing that I've ever done, and it is how I got my nose broken. I got my nose broken boxing, and I learned that people with large Roman noses like mine should probably not box for a living.
But you know what you say now? You say you should have seen the other guy because that person's not on the radio and they can't defend that.
I don't know whatever happened to that dude, but he was huge, and apparently I made him angry at some point in the first round, and he hit me with a roundhouse in the second round and broke my nose, and yeah,
that'll slow you down. Makes your eyes water, your nose is bleeding. Yeah.
Well, Chief, thank you for coming in. Thanks to our friends at Chicken Ellie's. We've got the delicious food here in front of us. We haven't had a chance to eat it yet, but we're going to. If you get down there to Eureka, be sure and swing by and say hello. Order the Chief Brown special.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good stuff at Chicken Ellie's, no doubt about
Greg,
it.
Greg, you're the best. Thank you for the swag. Bear in mind, we'll be doing the Queen of Hearts raffle all this year. We're going to be helping them out every Friday morning, announcing the winner. Go on and buy tickets today, please, at the Guns and Hoses website. I'll be delivering food, of course, to Detective Joe Ferrara today, who won our first responder recognition for the month of February down in Rock Hill. So thank you for that. Get your nominations in at 971talk.com/contests. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.